Throughout our discussions of investments, we've been concentrating on the accumulation phase, building up our nest egg. Now we're discussing retirement estate planning, so it's time to discuss the distribution phase. And in the distribution phase, you hear people talk about annuities. Annuities, I'm not big fans of them, but they have this siren song. You can't outlive your income. And what you're actually doing is giving your money to the insurance company, and they promise to pay you a certain amount of money for the rest of your life, typically, although there are 10-year, 20-year, 30-year certain annuities. They'll pay you more because, you know, you might live more than 30 years. Insurance companies, as we found in chapters 8, 9, and 10, are not non-profit entities. So it turns out you wind up spending a lot of money for these annuities. What they're doing basically is, look, don't gamble with your money. You might get mediocre returns. Instead, give us the money. We'll guarantee you get mediocre returns. So we're going to start with a $500,000 nest egg. And this is a company called TIAA, Teachers Insurance Annuity Association. They've been around a long time. They're a good company. I'm not trying to badmouth them. But they have a website that allows you to create your own annuity illustration. And so I used it for a $500,000 traditional fixed annuity. There are other types of annuities that are a little bit more risky, which could pay you more, but they won't give you a guarantee. Well, they actually will, but it's very, very low. So let's take a look at the $500,000 policy that I looked at just a few weeks, just a week ago or so. They're going to, I put in a person 65 years of age with a $500,000 nest egg. And what they're going to do now is they're going to say, look, for the rest of your life, we'll pay you $2,448 per month, which is $29,376 for the rest of your life. Now, that does not go up with inflation. That stays the same. Now, there are some that have some, you know, inflation riders, as they're called, and you're going to get paid a lot less to start, but you might wind up getting paid more. But this is the easy one, right? So remember, you've given them the money. The money's gone. There's no opportunity for generational wealth, as we're going to show you in other options. And we're going to do this for, say, 25 years till age 90, and you'll have a payout of $734,000. Or if we make it to, say, 95, you'll have a payout of $881,000. So it doesn't sound too bad, right? And of course, if you live to 115, how many people are going to do that? I don't know. Maybe you young folks, but no, I don't think so. So anyway, 25, 30 years. Remember these numbers, 734, 881. And remember, that's all you get. That's it. Boom. So now what we're going to do is we're going to, if you remembered, we'll take a look. We're now going to say, well, look, what happens if we just invest in bonds? Because that was the traditional advice, you know, many years ago, where people just didn't live as long as they live in now. You put everything in bonds because stocks are just too darn risky. And we'll do that for 25 years, and we'll do it for 30 years. So again, there's that same $500,000 nest egg. But instead of a constant withdrawal rate, we're going to raise the withdrawals 3% per year, which is what inflation has done over the last, you know, 70, 80 years or so. Okay, now it's not something we got with the annuity. The problem with bonds, though, is that they really don't have any growth built into them. So we're going to see that the worst fears that people have when they have their nest egg is outliving it. And the worst fears come true when you have a bond-only portfolio. And then we're going to say, hey, look, why don't we come back to our old friend, the balance fund, which has some stocks and some bonds. So we have some growth in stocks, and we have some ballast. We have some conservative and parts of our portfolio that aren't as volatile, but still give us income. So let's take a look at the illustration for 25 years using a bond fund, the same bond fund we looked at back in chapter 13 when we looked at bonds. Remember, be afraid, be very afraid. Investments are not FDIC insured, nor are they deposits up guaranteed by a bank or any other entity, so they may lose value. Figures shown are past results and not you know what all this stuff is. It's good for insomnia. Nobody reads it, and it's got to be there legally. Okay, the lawyers told us that. So now we're going to start with a $500,000 nest egg. Now we're not going to take out any commissions or anything. We're just assuming this is what you've built up. And if you remember the very last the last illustration we did, that got us to $500,000 from if we were in our late 40s or something like that and put in $1,000 a month, got us to around $500,000. I'm hoping you're going to have a whole lot more, especially if you're young and start early and prudently long-term oriented investor. You should do a lot better, but that's good enough, $500,000. So we're starting with $25,000 a year. That's 5%. And then those, the withdrawals are getting bigger and bigger and bigger as they're increasing with time, 3% per year. And our nest egg starts around $500,000 and bounces around. And, 2007 and 8 were rough here. But then it's coming back. But we don't ever really recover from 2008 because our withdrawals are getting bigger. So we're eating into the principal. And sure enough, before we even turn 90 years old, we've run out of money. But we've still taken more than the annuity did, which was about $734,000 at age 90. And we're down to zero. And bonds have not done that well since the Great Recession. And last year, 2002, they really got hammered. So let's extend our time horizon now by... I have them all keyed up on the hard drive, but it seemed to be working pretty well. Let's continue using this. It seemed to work okay. Yeah, all right. So now let's extend our time horizon. Same thing. Be afraid. Be very afraid. You might lose money. You will lose money. We don't know when. We don't know how. And so we start with that same $500,000 nest egg in bonds, withdrawing 5% annually and increasing by 3% every 12 months. And what happens? Well, we bounce around $500,000, and we actually are able to, by 2007, be above water. But after 2008 comes along, we never really recover. We just keep seeing, we go bouncing back up a little bit, and then notice our withdrawals are getting bigger. We can always, change that. We can say, let's take out less, but we're just using this on autopilot, increasing our withdrawals. This time by 93, we've run out of money, but we've withdrawn $1,100,000. So we still got more than the annuity. The difference is the annuity is still paying us, but we've eaten into our nest egg and it has disappeared. And if we take a look at the graph, we'll see. I didn't look at the other graph, but the other graph looks similar. We're bouncing around. It's actually gone up a little. Quite a bit in the mid-2000s, but then there's 2008 when stocks and bonds, everybody, real estate, commodities, oil, everything went down. And now, because our withdrawals are continuing, we finally wind up eating away the principal. And as we said, this is what people are terrified of. So I'm going to go back to the... Let's go back to the... because I think it looks better on the local hard drive. So now we're going to take a look at a balanced fund. We're going to take a little bit more risk, right? Because this is a balanced fund. It has stocks and bonds. But as we said, we love well-run balanced funds, especially for people in retirement. Why? Because as we say in the presentation, people are living far longer in retirement. So they can't simply sit on a no-growth portfolio. They need some kind of growth. And this is for simplicity's sake, we're just using a single balance fund. You could, you know, move things around, especially if you have a nest egg of $500,000. But we're going to do the exact same thing. We're going to start taking out 5% and up it by 3% a year. And then what happens? Well, 2007 and 8 was rough. You know, 2007, 630, and then 440. But notice, because of the stocks coming back, we came back. We didn't wind up on the losing end, falling into the abyss. Our withdrawals are increasing at the exact same rate. And it turns out that over 25 years, we have withdrawn over $900,000. More than the $734,000 that the annuity gave us. But what's the big difference? We still have $577,000 left. You see the big difference? The annuity, we have nothing. We've given it all to the insurance company. And the graph is quite bumpy. There's 2008. But, you know, we're actually doing okay. We have quite a few more years left of withdrawals. And we might actually, depending on what goes on in the future, we might actually do a whole lot better. But now, what happens if we live till age 95? Let's do 30 years. Now, this is where the benefit of time can come in. Even, here's the scary part, be afraid, be very afraid. Even in retirement, even when we know we have to be more conservative, we choose a well-balanced, well-run, balanced mutual fund. And we start back in 1993. And the 90s, the stock market just exploded. So we wound up with over a million, 1.1 million in 2007. And then it was 841,000. So that might have given us a heart attack. We're, how are we? We're in our 80s now? Yeah, we're in our mid-80s. But here we go. No, mid-70s. I'm sorry, mid-70s. But here we go into our 90s. Wait a minute, did I do this right? Yeah, 95. We're going to 95. Right, we're going to 95. So we've taken out 1.18 million, 1,184,000 from our original nest egg of 500,000. But here, look at that. Look at the benefit of time. We still have 1.8 million. Now, obviously, you probably wouldn't continue this same program. You might move it around, thing. Maybe spend more, maybe give away some stuff. To the what I like to think of is the generational wealth that you can create, that you can start for your family, and the great grandkids, the grandkids can go to school, and that's what excites me the most. And we've returned 8.95%. Now, a balanced fund, as we talked about in chapter 14, if you get 7 or 8% from a balanced fund, you're doing okay. This is a very good balanced fund. There are others that have done better than 7 or 8%, and this one's done 9%, almost 9%. But notice the, we're taking money out of this thing, and it still doesn't get to do the whoosh way up in the air because of the withdrawals, but it still has helped us build generational wealth at the same time living our lives in retirement. So what do you think? Do you want to... give your money to the insurance company and get a fixed return, knowing that you'll never outlive it, but it'll never grow, and you'll never have anything to give to your, you know, to your generational wealth, to your family, your offspring and their offspring and their offspring. Or do you want to find a good financial advisor or become your own advisor and build generational wealth? That's my question to you. You have to decide, because remember, everyone's different. But I like this. I think so. And of course, if you have any questions, you want to see any different types of illustrations, contact me, and we can do those for you. My goodness, dear students, think of how much you've learned in such a short time. We are so, so proud of you.